Welcome to the Bridge Association of Realtors podcast, where we spotlight Bay Area Realtor members and affiliates and share information about how the association can better serve our members. I'm your host, Declan Spring. Today I'm speaking with Shauna Jones, a realtor with Compass. Shauna is often told she has a gift for reading people. She says that putting herself in someone else's shoes has always come naturally to her. That's part of what led Shauna to her work in behavioral health and social-emotional learning before transitioning into real estate. Shauna has found that her high EQ, emotional quotient, or emotional intelligence has benefited her real estate career. In this conversation, Shauna and I talk in more detail about emotional intelligence and the advantages of leaning into emotional intelligence to benefit clients. Shauna Jones, thank you so much for stopping by the Bridge Association offices.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, chatting with me on the podcast. I'm delighted to talk to you.
Same.
Yeah. Shauna, when did you get your license?
I got my license 7 years ago.
Okay.
I was working in a very different career before real estate. And a good friend of mine was a licensed agent who kept sort of saying, you should come over. Oh. You should be an agent. You'd be really good at this.
What were you doing?
I was working in the nonprofit sector. I was working for a company called Soul Shop here in Oakland. Uh-huh. They've been around for a little over 20 years. Mm. And I was working in the background of the operations and business management, but it's a company that's focused on social emotional learning with kids. Mm. So it's a program that supports kids in schools. Locally, nationally, and they even have an international program in Holland.
Oh, I think you picked up some good skills there. We're going to talk about those.
Definitely.
Yeah. But you left that.
I left that.
And you got your license. How quickly after getting your license did you kind of jump into being a full-time agent?
About a year and a half. Okay. For the first bit, I was licensed and I was the assistant to Andrea Gordon, which we all know and love. And
yeah.
after working for her, I decided to venture out and be more of an agent instead of an assistant. So okay. I teamed up.
Well, I'm sure you learned a lot with Andrea.
Yes, I learned. She was a great mentor. She does a ton of business. And yeah. So it was a really, really pivotal stepping stone, I think, into this industry for me.
Yeah, absolutely. And she has a big heart. So
she does.
That was important to you, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you were on a team for a while. And after a period of time doing that, you've recently gone solo.
Yeah, very recently, about a month ago, I was working on a team for 5 years, Team 510.
Yeah.
And then I left and I decided to do a full shift and I changed brokerages as well. So lots of new changes.
Wow, a lot going on. You're with Compass now, right?
I'm at Compass now, yeah.
And so how many months are you a solo agent at this point?
About a month, a little over.
Oh,
so it's still relatively new. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So you're bringing now all your experience from working with Andrea as an assistant to her and your experience of working on a really successful team. You're bringing all of that experience to bear in your own solo career. And it's just been a month. At some point in the future, we'll have to talk to you about that segue into being a solo agent.
I would love to, yeah. When I have a little more experience under my belt to speak to it, yeah.
Yeah, looking forward to that and wishing you
too.
Just the greatest of success as you embark forward into your own future as a solo agent.
Thank you.
I'm excited for you.
Thanks, Declan.
I went to your website, and here's a statement that's right there on your agent website. It says, I found that the combination of high EQ and organization skills have been the keys to my success as a realtor. So I want to unpack that statement.
Let's do it.
And really understand what that means, because we all want to be successful as realtors. And if you have found the keys to your success through high EQ and organizational skills, let's talk about that. Let's talk first of all about what is high EQ?
Yeah, so high EQ is basically just emotional intelligence. And emotional intelligence is the ability to understand the emotions of others and also identify and regulate your emotions. So in the way I see it is it's more based on cultivating relationships and connections with people in more of a deeper way.
Okay. Is it a learnable skill?
I think it is. Yeah. I also think that people are sort of born with it as well. There's a level of, you know, if we talk about folks who are just naturally empathic, they have a tendency to have more of a higher EQ. Uh-huh. But I do think that it's learned behavior as well. If you're taught certain skills and around social emotional learning, really. I mean, even though that's a term that we use more for youth as they're in their developmental years, I think social emotional skills are huge.
Okay. Where did you first become aware of the whole concept of emotional intelligence?
I mean, I've known of it for some time. I've always sort of felt like I've got the tendencies of an empath. I don't know if tendencies is the right word, but it just naturally comes to me.
Okay.
To be able to meet people where they're at.
Okay.
And recognize when something's happening and sort of pause, checking in, right? It's just this, the way I see it in real estate is it's less presentation and more engagement.
Okay.
So, for example, if I'm, you know, going to go into a listing appointment or with a buyer consultation, I'm going to come from a different approach than necessarily selling myself.
Okay.
Because I think as agents, we're all amazing. We all have incredible skills around how we, what makes us different? What are our values? And oftentimes that looks like, you know, being able to negotiate the best possible price or impeccable marketing.
Okay.
Those things are valuable in this industry, and people want to make sure that they have an agent who can support them in that. Yeah. But I also think the flip side is meeting people where they're at. This is a very emotional process for a lot of people.
Uh-huh.
And being able to identify that and support people through that, it feels like it's paramount in this work to me.
Okay, so it sounds to me like you, you became aware of and cultivated your innate abilities, in terms of your conscious awareness of your emotional intelligence. You've obviously examined, you know, yourself and discovered that these traits are invaluable. And then you've applied them perhaps even to your entire, you know, style
Everything.
Of marketing.
Everything.
Right.
All my relationships.
Right.
My work, my personal life.
Yes.
My loved ones, my friendships, everything.
You probably end up working with clients who value what it is you're offering.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, those are sort of my ideal clients. And I understand that, you know, by no means am I an expert to speak on this subject, but just from my own relative experience, I know there are also people out there who, you know, they're very stats oriented. They're very driven by numbers. They want like the best of the best agent. I might not be the right fit for them.
Yeah.
But I know that those I am the right fit for who are, you know, interested in cultivating relationships and building trust with their agent.
Yeah.
And I think that can happen within a first impression.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually, you know, go into a presentation and walk away wondering, oh my God, do they love my listing booklet? Are they going to look at it? Am I going to get hired? Right? We ask ourselves all these questions. I think what I ask myself is, how did I make them feel?
Okay.
Because I know for me, you know, I want to have an agent that I feel I can trust, that I feel is authentic, that has my back, that can advocate for me, and all the other things that we all have access to, right? I have access to stats. I have access. I know what's happening in the market.
Right.
But rather than sort of flooding my social media with that information and data because it's out there everywhere, I sort of focus on the heart piece and what I can bring that feels very different than maybe other agents can bring. And
okay.
I have an example of that.
Please. Yeah.
I have several, but one that is not my own, one that's actually Felicia's. She gave me permission to share this. We were having dinner the other night and she was telling me that she had secured a listing and was really excited about it, and that the seller had been interviewing many, many amazing agents for the better course of what sounded like a year.
Wow.
So it was a long process for him. And when she got it, my first question was, why? And she said, because I was the only agent that asked him how he felt to be listing his home and what kind of impact that was making on him. She could tell that there were emotions there.
Yeah.
And she tapped into that. And by doing that, he hired her. And when she asked him, you know, why, he said, "You're the only agent that asked me that question." Mm-hmm. Everybody else was so focused on, you know, perfecting their presentation and right. not in engagement, that I think that people pick up on that, and that's not always what they want. So at Soul Shop, one of the things we used to say to our facilitators who would go into school and teach these programs to kids was connection before perfection. Get engaged, build rapport with people, and connect with them first before you're in your head about how you're doing it, what you're saying, if you're nailing the presentation. Like, all of that comes secondary.
Right. So what then, you know, what would you describe as being the fundamentals of being, you know, emotionally intelligent when you're interviewing with clients? What are the features of emotional intelligence that you would bring to bear?
Mm-hmm.
What's the 1, 2, 3?
Yeah. I would say one, active listening. Say
active
less.
Listening?
Yes.
What's active listening?
It's just being able to sit and listen and really be present with someone without being, you know, ready to respond, or it's just really being present and listening. Mm-hmm. And so oftentimes people want to share their stories. They want to talk about what they're looking for in a home and how it makes them feel, or why they're selling, and the sentiment that's attached to that. And so I listen to their story. So active listening is one. I think that people with high EQ are, you know, there are some common threads around just more curiosity, mm-hmm. More eagerness to learn versus, again, presenting. I think embracing change,
right.
meeting people where they're at.
Asking how somebody is feeling is something
exactly.
you mentioned in that story with Felicia gave you permission to use.
Yeah.
I wonder how many of us ask a client on the first interview how they're feeling.
Exactly. And I think, you know, some of the times where I think that these skills come in to play that are most useful is when, you know, for example, we had a listing where the sellers were going through a divorce after many, many years, decades together,
right.
and raising their child in their home. And one of those people wanted to break up and the other one didn't. And so when they went to sell their home, you could feel that
Ooh.
Being with them. And we were sort of focused initially on the presentation mode and the marketing calendar and sort of how this whole process was laid out.
Right.
And I looked over at the husband and I could see emotion in his face. I could feel that he was needing a shift. And so I stepped in and said, "Hey, let's pause for a minute."
Mm-hmm.
And I checked in with him and I was like, "Are you feeling okay?" And he said, "No, it's really hard for me right now."
Right.
So we stopped and we met him where he was at and we said, "Okay, great. Like, let's take a break." And
okay. So you're looking at body language,
yep.
trying to sense the energy and whether or not you need to maybe slow down and redirect to questions around, is everybody feeling okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of thing. So body language is probably important.
Huge.
Yeah, and what's happening in somebody's face.
Yeah, because I think a part of a high EQ is having a large, you know, a big part of it is having a lot of self-awareness and self-control and regulation, but it's also being able to identify that someone else is going through something.
Yeah.
And that's the piece that I think is, you can learn, but you have to be really aware and you know.
I'm curious now. When you step into somebody's house for a listing presentation, let's say you haven't been in the house before, you've done all your homework, and you step through the front door, what are your moves in the house? What are you going straight to the dining room table to start looking at paperwork, or you know, what do you do? What do you remind yourself to do when you step over the threshold of somebody's house?
Yeah, I think what seems most important to them, again, it's more just like I lead and I learn from people who, you know, we all need our agents to do certain things. Some people are very hands off. They trust in you. They just want you to move forward, get their house ready and let's do this.
Right.
Others want to be really a part of the process. So we talk a lot about that at first. And it is very much like, let's have a cup of coffee. Let's sit at your table. Let's hang out in the living room. Let's get to know each other.
Yeah.
That's really what it is. And then once I think a connection is established, then we can walk around the house, we can talk about some suggestions that I might change or make in the prep of the sale, and then really just go from there. I mean, I don't print digital presentations. I don't bring anything with me, just myself and really just, you know.
So you're looking for rapport.
I'm looking for rapport.
Talk to me about rapport. I hear that word a lot, but describe what rapport is to you, what that means. How do you get rapport? Like,
I think it's through just building engagement with people. Mm-hmm. And active listening is an example of that.
Okay.
Or like in the programs that we used to do with the kids, before we would start the lesson, we would do these really fun games so that the facilitator in front of 500 students, 500 kindergarteners, how do you manage that, you know, would play games and build rapport. It's trust.
Yes.
It's trust. It's, oh, okay, we have commonality.
Right.
You're putting energy towards cultivating a connection with me. You are not here to sell. You are, but that's, and I don't want to say secondary, because I don't want to say that all the other things that we all bring to this work aren't valuable and important. They're all part of my process as well.
What I feel like I'm hearing is that you almost want to get into a place where you feel there's a state of flow with the person, and now you together, you're kind of flowing. There's a little bit of a harmony, and you know, the frequency is harmonized, and their guard is down, and they're not, you know, continuing to be perhaps resistant because there's a salesperson in the room.
Exactly.
But they're feeling heard. And you probably, I'm not saying I could, but you probably could get a sense of when you go from, you know, it being a conversation with a salesperson to being a conversation between two people, you know, trying to get somewhere, transition into a better future for our client and serve them as agents.
Because the transactional piece is always going to be there, but it's about making it not feel so much that way.
Yeah.
Like, I think for folks, for example, who are really looking for an agent who can just support them and guide them through this process every step of the way, I love that. But once we build the rapport together, then we dive into those details.
Right. Right.
I think that has to come first.
Okay. Yeah. And again, as you said, if that's what you're cultivating, you're probably going to find clients who are a good fit for your approach, which at the end of the day is going to make your life better.
Exactly.
Make their lives better. So understanding the kind of clients you want to serve.
Exactly.
Is hugely important. And it informs your entire marketing style, I would imagine.
Yeah, I mean, right. And being a solo agent for the first time in 7 years with a license, I feel like I'm completely starting over in a sense. I'm rebranding myself.
Yeah.
So my new tagline is Real Estate with Heart.
Yeah, good for you.
I'm just trying to kind of bring that emphasis into this work, because I think especially in today, we need this. We need this more than ever. And this is an industry that's based on building relationships.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. It is, for the most part. Not for every agent. But, you know, we could talk about that. So do you have any resources for people, any books that you've read, any podcasts you listen to, or movies, or anything at all as far as resources you could share?
I mean, I think that Brené Brown is incredible in all of her work. I love the way that she breaks down empathy, what that really means, how it's very different than sympathy. There are cute little YouTube videos you can watch of her to break it down from different clips of her TED Talks.
Yeah.
She's got amazing books around vulnerability.
Yeah.
So she's kind of like my go-to reference. I've read books, but I think for me it was more just working at Soul Shop for many years and just learning the tools that we were teaching the kids and the adults.
Yeah.
That really, you know, pulled at my heartstrings and made me realize, oh, I've already been doing this my whole life, but I could do it in any career, in any way.
Right.
That's because it lives within me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so.
Oh, and that was kind of a pun too.
Yeah.
On your brokerage. Sorry.
Exactly. Okay.
Well,
there
you go.
Thanks, Declan.
So, wonderful. You know, if people want to reach out to you, can you give us contact info?
Absolutely.
Where can people find you?
You can find me. My phone number is 707-360-5812. I realize I don't have a 510 area code. I'm from the Sonoma County area, so I also work in that market as well.
Okay.
And my email is shawna.jones@compass. That's shawna.jones@compass.com.
Are you on Instagram?
I am on Instagram. You can find me at shawna.eastbay.
This has been really insightful, really useful. I love what we're talking about here. Thanks for the contact info. I'll encourage anybody, you know, from any members of Bridge who want to reach out to you and talk about this more, to reach out to you. And then is there anything else you want to wrap up with here that I haven't touched on that now's your chance?
Yeah, thank you. I think I've said most everything. I just really appreciate the opportunity to come and talk about my value and why I feel it's important to bring this into our work and talk about it and share it. And I want others to join and feel, you know, like they can create that for themselves and for their clients and their own relationships. So I'm here as a resource and happy to help anybody who's interested in learning more about what this means and how they can build it into their business
into
and
their
into
systems.
Their systems. Yeah.
Well, you know, I'll just be very bold here and just say, you know, if anybody is listening and you know, wants to encourage Shawna to start some kind of a book club around this or, you know, some kind of a resource club around this and talk about emotional intelligence.
I think she's
open.
Or like a group. I would love to facilitate a group. Or
well, you should.
I mean, it. You know, I will shout out to Bridge's Raw group. I have not joined, but that is totally in the same wheelhouse as this. So when I heard about it, I thought this is amazing and this is something that we need. So I can pivot on that. I can support beyond that.
Well,
whatever.
You should drop in there some Friday.
And, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I'm going to mention when the next Raw meeting is here, when I wrap up with the credits and all that stuff. But I do think it's aligned. It's aligned with, you know, your values.
Thank you.
And I'm glad Bridge is doing that.
I am too. I think it's awesome.
Yeah, because as you said, 2023 is the year of heart for
it's
you.
It's the year of heart. Okay. Every year, really.
Yeah, every year. But Shawna Jones is bringing it front and center this year.
Thanks so much for having me, Declan. Yeah,
absolutely. Much success as a solo agent. We'll talk about that in, you know, next year. Maybe
sounds
you'll come
great.
Back and take care of yourself.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
I'm turning on the microphones again. We, you know, I thought we were wrapped up, but then you and I just... We were having too good a discussion off mic. I just want to touch on it a little bit because for newer agents, newly licensed, I think this is really, really important. And it almost sounds too simple to be important. Be you, right?
Yep. Be unapologetically you.
Actually taking the time to understand who you are is really, really important because it allows you the freedom to interact and build a career from a place of real groundedness. So because you were just saying, you know, we all learn maybe from the beginning you have to look a certain way or engage people a certain way, and that can those are skills, though there's things you can learn,
right?
But if it's not true to who you are, like you said, you used to cover up your tattoos.
Exactly. Yeah. I used to cover my tattoos. I would dress differently than I normally do. I tried to sort of hide myself and be something that I thought I had to be in order to be successful in this industry or to be seen in this industry. And then how that would show up would be in my body. So I'd start realizing like, oh, I'm not actually being myself.
It's exhausting, actually.
It's exhausting.
Yeah.
It's a disservice, really, to yourself and to the people you connect with because... You know, we only know how to be ourselves.
Yeah. I would actually say in terms of time management or energy management, being yourself as best as you understand yourself to be is really important in terms of managing your energy because
it comes naturally.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You're not forcing something or shifting because that's what you think you should do. It's kind of like what I was saying with the open houses,
right.
You know, walking, having folks walk in and using the language that all these brilliant coaches tell us to use isn't authentic to me.
Right.
So I'd rather, you know, I'm not going to go up to someone and say, hey, you looking to buy a house today? I'm going to say, hey, I'm Shauna. What's your name?
Right.
I'm here if you have any questions.
Yeah.
Where do you live? Like, so, it's just more in, from a place of engagement, I think. And so I'm not saying that those skills don't work and aren't successful for people, but it isn't for me because when I do them, I don't feel like myself.
Right. And so for
people, it feels like a performance.
Exactly. So this is what I'm saying. Using a persona versus using yourself, it's exhausting.
Exactly.
Right? And so the heart is where you're going to know yourself, right? Rather than the intellect.
The mind. Yeah, well, because the mind's telling you to do things differently or do things the way they do them. Or, you know, for like newer agents, I mean, I think you'd, I agree with you. I can't stress enough. Just be yourself.
Right.
Come to this industry exactly as you are because you're going to attract the people that want to work with you.
Right. Exactly. So, yeah, you get it's the
love it.
Skills pay the bills too, but the heart, you know, what does he say? The mind in service of the heart is really the greatest way to go. Thank you again. I just had to turn on the mics just to catch a little bit of that. So I'll listen to how that sounded and throw it back into it.
Okay.
Again, Shauna Jones, thank you so very much. No, thank you.
Thanks, Declan.
Okay, here are some upcoming Bridge Association of Realtors events and regular meetings. We are back in person with our first Members Power Hour luncheon at the Training Center since 2020. Join us at 2855 Telegraph on March 29th from 12 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. Presented by Bridge AOR's Local Government Relations Committee, we'll have a panel discussion on new ADU law, the value proposition that ADUs can potentially bring to a client's property, the pathways to legalization for illegal units, and the risks and rewards of creating an ADU. Again, in person, 2855 Telegraph, March 29th from 12 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. And join us for the first big Bridge Association of Realtors event of the year. This one's going to be a lot of fun. When's the last time you played mini golf with adult beverages and other realtors? The Community Foundation and Affiliate Committee welcomes you to an evening of mini golf and connection. This event will be held at Tipsy Putt, 5690 Bay Street in Emeryville, on Thursday, April 27th from 4 to 8 p.m. There's a registration link in the show notes for this podcast. Tickets are $40 pre-sale, but go up to $50 at the door. So it's best to register now and start planning your best golf outfit. All proceeds go to the Community Foundation. And let's talk about RAW. RAW is the Realtor and Affiliate Wellness Drop-In Wellness Meetings that occur every fourth Friday of the month from 11 a.m. to 12:15 p.m. This month, that falls on Friday, March 24th. Come and find serenity with us in a safe place where our members help each other in a confidential and anonymous setting to discuss matters that may be affecting their business and personal lives. The group remains anonymous. No registration is required. Let's do the credits. I'm your host, Declan Spring. Please reach out to me at 415-446-8591 with comments or suggestions, or you can email me at declan@redoakrealty.com. Thanks to Divine Alara, CEO of Bridge Association of Realtors and the staff at Bridge Association, and our current Bridge AOR president, Felicia Maris-Villa, for making the show possible. Thanks to Chuck Lindo for the podcast music. ChuckLindoMusic@gmail.com and Lisa Mazur for our graphics, LisaMazurDesign.com. Catch you on the next podcast, everybody. And in the meantime, please like the show, subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to us on, and share with your industry friends and anybody else who might be interested.